Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Hello, 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 good people, kings and queens, ladies and gentlemen, men and women, children, young adults. We are so excited to be on the air with you guys today. We are talking about the heart of a worshiper. And this is Prophetess Carolyn with His Heart Speaks. We want to give a shout out to our sponsor, the GLOCO Radio Network with Saronia McCoy. We just thank God for them. We thank God for you guys that's on the line today. And I am so excited because you know what? I love praise and worship. I know worship is a lifestyle. But you know, when we get in the presence of God and we just begin to worship Him and begin to praise Him, it's amazing what will fall off of us when we get in that atmosphere. And so we don't have to wait until we get to church on Sunday mornings. You can do your praise and your worship anytime, anywhere. And I encourage you, if you're not a praiser and you're not a worshiper, you might want to get on that because God loves praise. I'm going to bring my guest on the air, Prophetess Ashley. Can you hear me okay?
I sure can.
Hey, man, I'm so excited today. As I was sharing with you earlier, you know, you're my praise and worship leader. And so, you know, when we get there and we start praising God and worshiping God, it's like no other. Sometimes we get to that point, we don't want to move anywhere. We just want to stay right there in the presence of God. And so I just wanted to start out with just first we're going to open up with a word of prayer, and then I'm going to come back and allow you to introduce yourself and share some things, you know, with our audience today. Does that sound good with you?
Amen. I'm good. I'm good.
Amen. Amen. So, Father, we just bless you on today. We thank you, Lord God. You are just such an awesome God. We thank you for this time that you are allowing us on the air. We just thank you, Father God, for our guest today, Prophetess Ashley Sauls. We just ask in the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, that you just have your way as we just talk about praise and worship and how you love the praises of your people. We thank you that it is a privilege that we can praise and honor and worship you and glorify you and magnify you regardless of what we may be going through, where we're at in life. It is such a privilege just to give you glory, honor, and praise. And so we thank you, Holy Ghost. As always, we welcome you to watch over the airwaves, to blot out any distractions that may try to creep in. So we just open ourselves up to you on tonight, God, giving you all glory, all honor, and all praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So, hallelujah. Again, I put up that scripture, Psalms 150, and I love that scripture. And I'm just going to go ahead and read it real quick. And it says, Psalms 51 from the Message Bible, it says, hallelujah. Praise God in his holy house of worship. Praise him under the open skies. Praise him for the acts of his power. Praise him for his magnificent greatness. Praise him with a blast on the trumpet. Praise him by strumming soft strings. Praise him with castanets and dance. Praise him with banjo and flute. Praise him with cymbals and a big bass drum. Praise him with fiddles and mandolin. Let every living, breathing creature praise God. Hallelujah. And I believe sometimes before we leave out the house on Sunday mornings or Wednesday Bible study or whatever the case, I believe sometimes we may need to read that. You know what I'm saying, Prophetess? Because sometimes, you know, even right. When we go through things, it's like it's hard, you know, to get people to praise God. But, you know, we're going to jump into that a little bit later. You know, I already told you I get excited. And so you already know how excited I get. So I'm going to slow myself down. I want you to come on. Go ahead and introduce yourself. I do want to tell you guys, first of all, Prophetess Ashley does have some books out, and one of the books that I do have is The Morning Motivation, and it does motivate you. I'm telling you, if you don't have that book, you need to get it. Before we get off the air tonight, we're going to make sure that you have ways to connect with her, ways to get your book. I tell you, this woman of God is an awesome woman of God, and I'm not just saying that because she's part of our family. Let's just go ahead and put that out there. But I am saying that because she is an awesome woman of God whom I have followed and have learned a lot from her. So, Prophetess Ashley, the floor is yours. Tell us a little bit something about yourself.
All righty. Well, Prophetess Carolyn, I so appreciate you and this opportunity to share. And hello to everybody that I cannot see, but thank you for being here. I like to call myself, if I have to think about my worship journey, it's more like a David. A little bit about my background is I was classically trained in music, and I was comfortable there. I was comfortable just kind of playing and enjoying worship behind the scenes. But, you know, the Lord has a way that he uses those experiences that we try to forget or we don't think are significant, and he brings them back to the forefront. So I never would have called myself or thought that I would be a part of a worship team at all. But again, the Lord's plans are so much better than ours. And what I have learned, what I have learned about worship is, for me, it's real personal, and I believe it's personal for everybody. But I really can say that I've learned how to worship God behind the scenes. You know, this wasn't anything that I was appointed to or anyone really thought I could do. And I think, again, that's a good thing when God calls you and you're not looking for microphone, but you're just looking to be obedient. And he's taught me a lot about worshiping behind the scenes. And so I hope I'm not jumping ahead, Prophetess Carolyn, but I felt like I needed to share this testimony. One thing I used to think about worship is that first worship was a way for me to get God's attention so that he would do what I would expect him to do. So I thought that if I didn't worship him at a certain level or a certain degree, then all these bad things would happen in my life. And that is completely false. Worship has nothing to do about just getting a nod of approval from God. Worship is a part of who we are. It's a part of our spiritual DNA. It's a part of us being in relationship with him. So it has nothing to do about, you know, will God take care of my needs? You know, so if I sing louder on Sunday or Wednesday, you know, then I'm going to have my needs met. But if I don't sing loud enough, God's not going to hear me. And I did think that for quite some time. And so there was a song that the Lord convicted me of very recently, and it was called Friend of God. And at that time, when I heard the song, we went through a personal tragedy. And we actually went through two. And we lost two children. God is a restorer, but that's a part of the story. And I remember asking God, I thought you said that you were my friend. Now, I've been singing this song with Jesus of you and saying, Lord, I'm your friend. Now, this doesn't seem very friendly of you. And what he reminded me of is that God is, or he is my friend in every season. He's not just my friend when I have everything that I feel that I need. He's my friend in the dark places when I don't know which way to go or which way to turn. And I think when it comes to worship, that's why worship is so dry. For some, in some places, it's because we're thinking that if things are not good, I don't have a reason to praise God. Or if God is not moving in my time frame or the way I expect him to, then I really don't have a reason to praise him. I have a reason to be downtrodden, down in the dumps. I don't even need to lift my hands. But that's actually the opposite, because we are in relationship at all times. So whether it's a good time or a bad time, he's still a faithful God, and he still is communing with us if we'll just, you know, be open. So for now, you know, worship is an experience where I really could care less what's going on around me, and sometimes I don't know what's going on around me, because it's really not about how I feel, and we don't always feel good when we are getting up there and we're pushing ahead, but there's something that it's just his presence is just so sweet when we just allow him to have his way, even in the midst of challenge.
Right. That is so awesome, because that's I understand, you know, that place, you know, at one particular time I found myself at that same, you know, at that same place. It's like, okay, I feel like if I sing harder, you know, maybe if I just sing louder or sing harder, you know, then God will hear me, you know, especially when we're going through some things. And then, but I grew up, You know, and I like to say that a lot. I grew up, you know, and I think when we recognize, not I think, I know, when we get to that place of recognizing that even if we are worshiping, because worship is a lifestyle, as we say, it's how we live our life. But when we are up there, we are praising God and we are worshiping God, you know, even if I can't say nothing but Jesus, and he knows that I am praising him and he knows that I am worshiping him. And I used to just, you know, feel like I just had to say, you know, I had to sing louder or sing harder because I needed God to hear me. I needed him to pay a bill. I needed him to, you know, I needed him to fix my husband. Oh, Lord, I needed him to fix me. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I'm like, okay, well, if I just praise God even harder, if I just sing harder, I know you're going to hear me, Jesus. You know, and then the Lord showed me, you know, that even at the most quietest time, you know, even though, you know, our life is speaking loud in volume from what we're experiencing, what we're going through, but even if I just worship him and praise him, you know, through the quietest form, he still hears that. And, it, you know, it's amazing how we grow from one level to the next. And we do that by, you know, spending time with God. One of the things that I, you know, I notice is that the more time we spend with God, the more we begin to worship him. You know, the more we begin to praise him more, you know, and I really, you know, admire how you spoke about, you know, your personal, you know, loss and how you had to endure through that. And I know that, you know, that you learned, you found God even more in that place, you know, because what I do is, you know, because I have a spirit of discernment, God allows me to see in the spirit, you know, and I noticed, you know, through all of that, through all of that hurt and through all of that pain, you know, your level of praise and your level of worship just went higher and higher and higher, which, you know, which lets me know, which tells me, and this is what God shows me, is that even through that, you trusted him. Even through that, when you felt like, you know, when you were saying, okay, you said you was my friend, I'm not feeling like you're my friend right now, you know, and so, but even through that, there's a triumph, you know what I mean? Because now, you know, your level, the anointing that's on your life, you know, has gone greater. It's grown when it comes to the area of praise and worship. And so I really admire you for that, because not everybody will say that. Not everybody, you know, just because we can sing, sometimes we automatically think that we can, you know, we are a praise and worship leader. And it's really not about how well we can sing. You know, I mean, we have great singers who have no business being praise and worship leaders, but that's something for God to do, Janice. You know, but just because we can sing and we have that voice does not mean that we, you know, that we are automatically should be in that place of a praise and a worship leader. And so I really, you know, believe that it is God who places us in those positions, you know, because he knows, you know, what we need to be stretched from and, you know, how he wants to pull us out. I do know that sometimes I want you to share with the people how to get past that thing of when we are actually worshiping or when we are praising. And we talk about this a lot, and I draw from that when you give your, you know, when the Lord gives you a word while we're in practicing and things. I want you to encourage the people and tell them, how do you get past worshiping or praising or being on the praise team or the worship team or even on the choir and you're in front of folks who just not seem to be there? Give them some encouraging words, because I think what the people are doing, they're looking at the team. They're looking at the people who are praising and looking at the people who are worshiping instead of looking at God. So go ahead and hit on that, fam, because I know you got some good stuff on that, because I already heard it, but I want the people to hear it.
Yes. You know, one of the things we have to, and we talk about it often, being mindful of is, you know, praise is it's an inward work. And so I know as praise and worship team members, leaders, choir leaders, you know, we have been sometimes programmed to tell everybody, you know, you ought to clap your hands, you ought to shout for joy, you ought to do this, you ought to do that. The problem is with it being robotic is it's not sincere. So if I have to tell someone everything that they need to do next, where's the worship? There is no worship, because basically they're like doing like Simon said, clap your hands, dance for joy. And what we have to what I had to understand is that it's personal, and that, you know, and the congregation, they come in with weights and with chains, But there's nothing more dangerous than for the praise and worship team to have a congregation full of people who are going through things and have those chains and are having a tough time pressing through, and then we as those who are going forward are not helping to press through.
Uh-huh.
And we kind of think into what's going on. So if you have a praise and worship team and you don't see the response and the praise and worship team stops praising, dangerous.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we are setting that atmosphere and we are setting that tone. And we are really, whether we can see it or not, we are breaking chains and we are breaking up fallow ground and we are preparing hearts, even if it takes an entire service for the movement to be seen. We're doing it, but we have to remember that it's unto God, because we can get into disobedience when we're doing it, you know, to get a reaction out of the people. We can get into disobedience if we, you know, I have to be mindful of this. And so I guess this is something for, you know, leaders and Prophetess Carolyn, you lead as well. But we also have to be careful not to get in our flesh and seeing the people and saying, you know, you're not saved like you think you are. Who are you?
Right.
And that also puts us, we're no different than Moses. You know, yeah, I understand where Moses was coming from in Scripture, because he was leading people and they were grumbling and they were complaining and they were not in position. But guess what? Him looking at the people got him out of position and he missed the promise. So I have to remember that when I'm up there leading and we're up there serving, that it's really not about the people. It's really about setting the atmosphere and the tone, and then he will do it. We plant the seed, and then it's still up to the people to decide that he is worthy. And it sometimes it takes some time, because we have to get out of our comfort zone and we have to get out of what we think praise and worship is, and really just know that it's accepting that he is, you know, he is here and he is worthy of praise and, you know, and just setting that tone.
Amen. That's good. Setting that tone. And I like how you said, even if it takes the whole service, I promise you, right before it was time for us to get on, and I was just listening to the Lord, you know, and I said, you know what? Sometimes, you know, even though I know, you know, churches, the church, the people, we need to hear the word. But sometimes I be feeling like God just wants a time of worship. He just wants a time of praise, you know. And sometimes what we do is, you know, and I've talked to so many leaders and talked to so many people, you know, who attend different services, and they'll say, you know, sometimes when their praise and worship team is there and they're worshiping, and all of a sudden they're cut off. Okay, it's time to do this. Okay, it's time to do that. You know what I mean? And what we do, we're cutting off. You know, and like you said, that is so dangerous, because a person can be right there at their breakthrough, you know, and because we are so programmed. We got to stop right here, because it's so-and-so time, and we got to jump right on to this, you know. But God is doing a work. You know, he could be just releasing some things off of the people. And so we need to be mindful. We have to be mindful of that, you know, not to quench the spirit. Don't stop the spirit from doing the Holy Spirit from what he needs to do, because we are on a set time, you know. And so I really think that we, you know, as leaders and as a team, you know, praise and worship team, and as leaders in general, you know, we need to be mindful of those things. When the Lord, when the Spirit of God is moving, let His Holy Spirit have His way, because somebody is on the verge of a breakthrough. Somebody is on the verge of a deliverance. And so we need to be sensitive to what the Holy Spirit is doing, not just in our lives. You know, we can't be like, okay, I'm done. I done got my praise on. I done got my breakthrough, you know, so now we can sit down. You know, well, what about that next person that may be still, you know, I mean, you know, God may be still pouring in there. We can't just cut them off. So that is very, very dangerous. I remember walking away, you know, at times feeling like that, and that really bothered me. You know, and so, but again, you know, it's everything. I feel like it's a process. Everything, you know, in life is, you know, we grow and we learn from things, and then we mature in it, and then we know how to handle those certain things. One of the things, you know, I look at sometimes when I'm listening to some of the leaders that lead praise and worship team, you know, I was just watching Benita Washington, and I was like, and it brought something back to my attention, because
you know, a couple of Sundays ago, you know, I got some stuff that I'm kind of dealing with. I've already petitioned God for it, and I believe he's going to answer. But my spirit was so full, I couldn't even belch out the words. So I was like, God, you know, and then when the word was belched out, it was not there. You know what I mean? But it's like, okay, and I'm wondering, God, you know, I know these people deal with things. You know, I know they go through things. I know they, you know, got some things going on in their life. How do they possibly get up there and minister without breaking down? And, you know, and the Lord had to deal with me about that, because what he showed me, what he told me is that everybody deal with things differently. You know what I mean? And I asked God, I said, is it that, you know, Lord, my faith is there. You know, I know you're going to do it. It's not like I'm having a pity party or anything like that. It's just my spirit is so full, and I'm thanking you, and I'm worshiping you, and I'm honoring you, but I'm also supposed to be singing a song. But praise be to God that you guys know what, when I can't jump in, y'all just go ahead and take it, you know what I mean, and run with it until I got to kind of get myself together. But, you know, I used to beat myself up about that, because the reason why I said that is because, you know, for so long we've heard people, you know, I've heard people say, you know, if you're going to minister, you can't get up there and cry. If you're going to minister, you can't get up there and break down. That is so not true. You know what I mean?
That's right.
We are in our feelings. We are praising God. We are worshiping God. And just because, well, you know, you see someone up there ministering, you know, through song, and they break down, that's not saying that they, you know, they're lacking in faith or they're having a pity party.
That's
they're
right.
worshiping God. They're praising. And
that's
I love
right.
when we come all together and, you know, okay, you know, they in heaven, they're in the spirit, God is doing something, and then the next person just pick it up
right.
until that person get their composure, you know. And I believe that's
right.
how our team, you know, has grown. I believe, you know, that we have to be mindful of those things. But I really struggled with that thing for so long, you know, and until the Lord showed me differently, you know, that it is okay,
right.
you know, when you can't get through it, it is okay. That's why I believe he put people together for particular reasons,
right.
because we draw from each other. We, you know, we help each other out. We're there. You know, if you can't get there, then I'm there with you. I got you. You know what
that's
I mean?
Right.
And so, you know,
that
right there, it was still worshiping God. And that's all that matters, is that we are still worshiping God. And so that's one of the things that I was just thinking about, and I wanted to just put out there, because I want the people to understand it doesn't matter what position you are in. When the Holy Ghost hits you and he's having his way in your life, whether you're preaching, if he's having his way at that moment and you know, you got to pause for a minute, oh, you better stop right there. Whether you're singing, you better go ahead
yeah.
and, you know, you got to let that thing out, because God is doing some things and you don't want it. That's when you get in your flesh, when you say, okay, I can't let these tears flow. Uh-uh, the devil is a liar, because,
yeah.
you know, many Sundays I don't walk away looking like Morticia with all that makeup running down my face, because I'm not I'm not worried about that at this particular time. I'm getting my breakthrough, because I got some things laid out before the Lord, you know what I mean? I don't have time to be in my flesh thinking about what nobody else say, you know? So it's just an honor and a privilege to have you on today. I want you to share with the people, just give them some encouraging words as leaders, as those who are maybe part of the congregation, you know, so that when they go on Sunday or whenever they go back to their place of worship, they can go with a different mindset. And then I want you to, right after that, go ahead and tell us how we can connect with you. We have a few more minutes, and you can give us a little insight about your book, your books, and then so the people will know where to find those as well.
All right, I can definitely do. My encouragement to the congregation is, remember that worship is not just on Sunday. It's not just the lifting up of our hands because it's asked of. It is really an outpouring of our love for the Father. So when we are given an opportunity to worship, the worship has to start before we get to service. If we wait till
mm-hmm.
we get to service, it's going to be hard. If we wait
yeah.
until Sunday morning, it's going to be hard. So practice worship being a part of your day. Just acknowledge God in his presence throughout the day, not just, again, not just for the morning, Lord, give me this, give me that, but, Lord, I acknowledge
mm-hmm.
your presence. I thank you for your presence. And the worship will stir up. When you acknowledge him, you don't have to worry about
oh,
what's
yeah.
going to happen next.
You
know,
that's
in
right.
all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path.
Mm.
That even happens in your
yeah.
worship. So that would be really my encouragement there. You know, and don't look at how someone else worships, or, you know, I need to worship like this person or that person, because that's, again, that's not the purpose of worship. It's not so that we can compare ourselves unto ourselves by ourselves. It's really unto the Lord. So just don't be afraid to release it, would be my encouragement.
Amen. That's awesome.
I definitely, I appreciate you so much for just an opportunity to share, because it is something that we need to be encouraged in. And then in obedience, because, you know, you got to get me on that one. See, leaders, we're not above obedience. I was about to say, can I close it out? So I'm putting myself on blast. for those of you who want to connect, I have written a devotional called Morning Motivation, and it's really, it was really written based on the experiences that we had in loss, and God was showing me who He is despite the situations that we face. So the easiest way to connect with that is on the website, which is ashleysauls.com. I am on Facebook as well, and you can find me there. Also, but definitely, I just want to thank, again, you, Prophetess Carolyn, for this opportunity, every listener, and I don't know why this came up, but I'm going to be obedient. And there's something that we do as a team that I think is really significant, and leaders, we have to remember this as well, but don't make the praise and worship team about a personality, because when we make it around a personality, we take the focus off of God and it becomes idolatry. And so as Prophetess Carolyn was saying, we want to make sure that we equip everybody, you know, everybody for our ministry as a leader. And so if I drop out, fall out, pass out, I expect somebody else to lead while I'm in my absence.
Amen.
And vice versa. So the worship doesn't stop just because one person is quiet.
Amen. Praise God. That's right. Praise God. I am so, fam, I can't help it, but fam, Prophetess Ashley, thank you so much for joining us. I mean, this was so awesome. I just thank God for it. You know, we just get excited talking about praise and worship, period, not just to get excited, because we are excited about God, and we are excited about the things that He is doing, and we get excited when we can worship Him, because somebody didn't wake up this morning, and they can't worship Him no more, you know, because everybody, when they leave here, they're not going to stand in the presence of the Lord. And so it's an opportunity to be able to just open up our mouth and just praise God while we're here living and breathing, and then knowing that as we praise Him, whatever it is that we're going through, He is the one who makes all things new. He is the one who heals and delivers and restores. And sometimes even when we have to press, don't give up. Keep on pressing, because, see, the enemy loves when we shut our mouth to praise. Don't let him steal your joy. Prophetess Ashley, thank you so much again for joining us. Thank you, callers, for joining in on the live. We love you guys. This is Prophetess Carolyn with His Heart Speaks. Don't forget to share the station with others, guys. I'm on this challenge to build up my audience. Y'all know how I feel about that, because I'm quick to say it ain't about me, it's about God. But, you know, I'm on this challenge to go ahead and build up the audience, because if it was me, if I got two callers, I'm good. But they say let's build up the audience, so let's go ahead and invite some people to come on so they can be inspired and encouraged. It's only 30 minutes every Monday. And so I thank God for you guys on the line. I pray you be blessed. Prophetess Ashley, we love, love, love you so much. And I look forward to seeing you on Wednesday at practice.
All right.
God bless you guys. You guys have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.